Caution on the speedway at Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's Cody Ware, rather, who has contacted the wall here up in 3 and 4, and his car sits dead stick here on the apron of the racetrack, and the crews are out to tend to him.
All right, this is our seventh caution here at the Pennzoil 400. 80 laps to go here in stage number 3 as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We've gone through a lot of tires here in the Pennzoil 400. We'll see if the teams come in and swap out for more. 79 laps to go here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. That's 800-475-8167.
We're under caution here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Pit stops underway. Christopher Bell said he still needs to turn better, and so they are going to give him a four-tire change and an air pressure adjustment. He goes back onto the track. That's going to change into a two-tire change. Also headed back out and pretty happy with his car is William Byron, Heather DeBow.
And we have an incident here on pit road. Ty Gibbs spun in front of the 77. He is now backwards in his pit. They made contact. Also in there was Ross Chastain, who took right side tires, and Daniel Suarez went back to four from the two on the previous stop. Wendy Venturini.
Tyler Reddick was back down pit road for four stickers yet again. Hopefully those four fresh tires pay off for Tyler Reddick.
As they came off of the pit lane, it is going to be, as I look at it, it is going to be Ross Chastain is going to lead them off the pit lane, and then it's going to be Kyle Larson and then Austin Cindric.
Lightning fast pit stop for that team at Trackhouse. Big congratulations to the five men going over the wall for that. We owe our stations a local break when we come back a restart. 78 laps to go here in the Pennzoil 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to the Pennzoil 400 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 77 laps to go in this race, and we can't thank Pennzoil enough, a great longtime sponsor here at Las Vegas, and they are definitely giving a show here today. What does Long May We Drive mean to you? At Pennzoil, it means enjoying every mile, whether it's winding roads, city streets, or 400 miles here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Wherever your next mile takes you, you can trust Pennzoil to help you get there. Pennzoil, long may we drive.
Taking a look again as these cars came off of pit road, Ross Chastain, a two-tire stop, puts him up three positions. Kyle Larson again went for four. He was second off the pit lane. Two tires for Austin Cindric, Chase Elliott. They moved up 16 and 17 positions. Then Daniel Suarez went four. He comes out fifth. William Byron went four, lost three spots. Blaney went four, lost one. Christopher Bell, two tires, up 15 spots. He was the eighth car off of pit lane, followed by Noah Gregson and Tyler Reddick.
Chase Briscoe did not pit. They're going to take the wave around. That's going to put him one lap down. To tell the quick story of that, early on in this race, Chase Briscoe actually had a wheel come off of the race car. That was the first round of pit stops. He ended up going several laps down. He went laps down because that was a round of green flag pit stops. That put him a lap down. He went a couple more laps down because they had to serve a penalty for that wheel coming off. Now he's about to get back just one lap down, the potential to be able to race for the free pass. Ross Chastain leads the Pennzoil 400. Running second is Kyle Larson. Austin Cindric is third. He led a lot of the opening laps in one stage one. Chase Elliott is fourth. Fifth is Daniel Suarez. William Byron is sixth. Ryan Blaney, seventh. Christopher Bell is eighth. Noah Gregson, ninth. Tyler Reddick is tenth.
Bubba Wallace, 11th, and Michael McDowell, 12th. 13th, Ryan Preece. Denny Hamlin, 14th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 15th. 16th, Brad Keselowski. Austin Dillon, 17th, 18th, Josh Berry, 19th, Eric Jones, 20th, A.J. Allmendinger.
John Hunter Nemechek runs 21st, 22nd is Zane Smith, Chris Buescher, 23rd, Riley Herbst is 24th, Joey Logano, 25th, Justin Haley, 26th, Ty Gibbs is 27th, Ty Dillon, 28th, Alex Bowman had issues earlier with the vibration, he runs 29th, 30th is Cole Custer.
Carson Hocevar, after making another stop on pit road, is 31st, Todd Gilliland, 32nd. They are the last cars on the lead lap. Minus one in 33rd is going to be Chase Briscoe. And again, we've talked about how he'll probably get the wave around here. Cody Ware is now out of this race, scored 34th. Shane Van Gisbergen being scored 35th, minus eight. Currently in last place, minus 34 points, but back on the track, Kyle Busch.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Beefaroo. Hey, race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
If you just joined us, we hope not, but if you have, Austin Cindric won stage number one. Kyle Larson won the second stage of this race. And he, by the way, becomes the first guy to win two stages in 2025. We've had 12 leaders, 23 lead changes, 7 cautions now for 41 laps. Kyle Larson has led 4 times for 59 laps. Cindric 3 times for 47. Joey Logano has led once for 30, 3 times for Bubba Wallace with 20 laps led. Ross Chastain 3 times at the front, 12 laps led.
Ross Chastain picked up his first career NASCAR Xfinity Series win here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway when he was driving for Chip Ganassi Racing. And the guy who he's about to restart on the front row with used to drive effectively the car that Chastain is driving now, and that is Kyle Larson. And, Mark, it looks like we're about to get the one-to-go signal this time by. We're going to restart this race with 73 laps. This is... if they can go 73 laps on a tank of Sunoco fuel, they will have to be in mega save mode.
And you just heard Chase Briscoe flying by as he was allowed to pass the pace car. One to go. Chastain inside of row one. Larson to his outside. Cindric inside of row number two. It looks like Elliott is going to his outside. And then it is going to be, I think, in row three, Suarez and Byron locked side by side. I got that right, Nick?
You do. You do. That is correct.
Nick Yeoman is doing yeoman's work. He's been on top of that billboard in turn number two, whether it is rain, sunshine, a little cloud cover, or a beautiful day. And, Nick, I admire you for everything that you've done all weekend.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was a little distracted because there's a man in a giant chicken suit in the infield. So I will assume whatever Mark Arrow was asking me was accurate. But, yes, it has been an interesting weekend out here in turn number two, blessed by some really nice weather here over the last couple days. Friday night was a little rough, we suffered through that truck race. But, yeah, it's been a great weekend of racing. And, Pat Patterson, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty here in the Cup Series race here in Las Vegas.
Now, you keep them chicken suit guys over there, okay? We don't need that over here. On my side of the racetrack, the pace car's got the lights off, and Ross Chastain has got control of this race. To his outside is Kyle Larson. Then you've got Austin Cindric and the number 9 car, of course, of Chase Elliott. That's the way they're going to restart. Everybody cleaning their tires off. Fans are on their feet. We got a nice little group of laps still yet to run to see what grabs the gold today.
Here comes another trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Ross Chastain, the control car, the race leader on the inside. He gets an early jump on Kyle Larson. Larson, however, a teammate, two teammates behind him with Chase Elliott and Byron on the outside.
Yeah, got that Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet powered on the top side. They're going to try to roar. Boy, it's stacking up about 4 or 5 cars back. They're going 4 wide with Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell. I'm not sure they're going to get it sorted out as Ricky Stenhouse spins. He slides down and hits the inside wall. Meanwhile, they're still wrecking and running into each other into turn 3.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney got a piece of that. Alex Bowman got a piece of that as well. Most of them have gathered it back up, but I think Blaney's the one that's really suffered back here.
Eric Jones also got a piece of that. He and Blaney made contact. And it actually started way back here just outside the restart zone when the green flag went. Daniel Suarez, he got out of shape and just started backing up through the field, and that accordion started getting tighter, tighter, tighter. Then you had the problem.
Yeah, a lot of times you hear us talking about they drop down to the apron. That's because they want to take a shorter way around at the start-finish line. If they hit the apron in the corner, that's where it goes from 20 degrees of banking to almost flat, and Daniel Suarez did just that. He clipped the banking transition as well. Brett McMillan, what's happening with Ryan Blaney?
Well, he's already come to a stop in his pit stall. The crews are on the right side of this car doing some body work, especially up on the right front area, doing some pulling and tugging, trying to make sure that anything on the right front fender is not going to contact with the tires, so that's where they're doing the work right now. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
Eric Jones also involved in that incident there. He's on pit road right now. The team is going to work on the right front. They're going to put 4 scuffed tires. His spotter and team also said it doesn't look like there's any suspension damage, so they're just doing a normal pit stop here and sending him on his way.
So watching the replay, things got really tight. You had Bubba Wallace, Noah Gregson kind of scraping on each other. Then it looked like Blaney got bumped up the racetrack, and then the wreck was on there on the back straightaway. But again, this all because as they went into turn one on the restart, Daniel Suarez tried to drive inside of Cindric, had no room, went kind of on the apron. Those two made a little contact. That kind of backed everybody up into each other.
Yeah, they were going 4 wide into a space of 3 wide with Bubba Wallace and Noah Gregson right there touching each other on the outside safer barrier. Blaney was trying to stay off the outside of Christopher Bell, and he ended up getting into Noah Gregson and the field all spinning around here. So we have 71 laps to go. Caution number 8. Here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We have some takers on pit road. Brett McMillan.
We had William Byron and Chase Elliott both came in, and they both topped off of the fuel. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
Also in was Kyle Larson. They did fuel only there, as well as Ross Chastain came in for a 4-tire stop and fuel.
Wendy Venturini.
Austin Cindric also came down pit road. It was a splash of fuel, and just it looked like to check the tire and the wheel on the left side of his race car.
So we need to point out this happening with 70 to go. Is this kind of like how it turned out in the fall with that yellow flag coming about the same time and Joey Logano stretched it the rest of the way? I think these guys saw that race and a little top off, and I don't think they're coming back if they don't have to.
Mark, I have a feeling that they're probably going to have some more laps under caution before this one is said and done.
I said if they didn't have to.
I agree with you. No, I hear exactly what you're saying. We owe our stations a local break from Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds. You just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Rough day for RCR. Kyle Busch has had his problems. He's being scored last. Now Austin Dillon has taken the Dow Chevrolet to the garage.
Yeah, two cars actually just went behind pit wall, Mark, to the garage. That would be Austin Dillon and Ryan Blaney. Under the new DVP clock that NASCAR has, you still have a 7-minute clock to execute repairs on pit road. If you cannot make that 7-minute clock, you can take your car to the garage and continue to work on it. That's what just happened with Ryan Blaney. You can come back out onto the racetrack, but you have only one opportunity to make minimum speed. So Blaney can rejoin this race. He has one opportunity to make minimum speed after they make repairs.
Would like to make one other note after watching several replays. Sometimes you're just plain unlucky. Eric Jones has had a good car all day. They've been pretty fast. He made a brilliant move on the restart, took it four wide up against the wall, passes four cars, and runs right into a wreck on the back straightaway that he had nothing to do with. And he just made a great move, but it just put him in a spot where he had nowhere to go.
All right, so this has mixed up the field. We saw the leaders come down. They topped off with fuel, and that means we have a new fresh set of faces up front with the Toyota of Tyler Reddick now leading the Pennzoil 400. Daniel Suarez runs second. The Beefaroo Ford of Noah Gregson runs third. Michael McDowell runs fourth. Fifth is Denny Hamlin. He was a lap down at one point. Ryan Preece is sixth. Seventh is Josh Berry. Eighth, A.J. Allmendinger. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek. Carson Hocevar up to 10th.
11th is Joey Logano. Ty Dillon, 12th. 13th, Eric Jones, although he just pitted for a top-off. Alex Bowman, 14th. 15th, Zane Smith. Cole Custer, 16th. 17th, Riley Herbst. Todd Gilliland, 18th. 19th, Kyle Larson. And William Byron, 20th.
Bubba Wallace being shown in 21st. He came off and came in and topped off fuel just now. Christopher Bell, 22nd. 23rd, Austin Cindric. Ross Chastain, now 24th. Brad Keselowski, 25th. Ty Gibbs, 26th. 27th is Justin Haley. 28th is Chris Buescher. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 29th. And Chase Elliott is now sitting in 30th.
The rest of the field, Chase Briscoe, Austin Dillon again out, Blaney, Van Gisbergen, Cody Ware, 35th, Kyle Busch, 36th.
That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
We're going to restart this race on lap 200 being completed. That leaves 67 to go in the Pennzoil 400. Green flag is back out. Tyler Reddick, Daniel Suarez, side by side in turn one.
Yeah, we'll see how some of these new players do at the front. It's Reddick on the bottom, Suarez on the middle now as Noah Gregson's going to go top shelf, try to make it three wide, but Tyler Reddick with a strong charge has the race lead.
Reddick has control of the field now by about a half a car length. Michael McDowell down on the bottom of the racetrack. He's side by side with Daniel Suarez. They stay locked together as they race all four.
Tyler Reddick out front. Suarez tucks into second. Michael McDowell runs in third. Pretty hard charging. Brad Keselowski now in fourth. He'll look to the outside of McDowell.
Yeah, we haven't talked much about Brad Keselowski today. Everybody trying to dive to the bottom of the racetrack. It's Tyler Reddick, then Daniel Suarez, followed by Michael McDowell. Ryan Preece has moved into the fourth spot.
Denny Hamlin there locked in a battle with the number four of Ross Chastain. Chastain, rather, a little bit further up ahead as they try to work on four.
So Ryan Preece now starting to make some noise for RFK. Out front, Reddick pulling away from Suarez and McDowell. Now Preece has his hands full with Noah Gregson and Josh Berry.
Pretty tame up front through about the first six or seven cars. We see the first two going side by side as Joey Logano trying to get around A.J. Allmendinger. They'll rage and battle off of turn two.
Noah Gregson locked in it together there with Josh Berry. He'll now advance his car. Denny Hamlin right behind that group's going to go up to the top side, but it's all Reddick out front.
Tyler Reddick again leads Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell, Ryan Preece. Running in third is Noah Gregson. Then it's Josh Berry. Denny Hamlin's Toyota is the one on the move. He'll look to the inside of Berry.
Denny Hamlin's been a little anonymous so far today, but here he is, final stage of this race, starting to peek his way towards the top five. He runs the bottom, trying to get around Josh Berry. They get awful tight off of two.
Can't get it done. Pretty evenly matched there into turn number three. Hamlin will go to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try to pull in front of the Wood Brothers car as they work off turn four.
A little farther back, trying to fight through the field. They're doing it together. Larson and Bell working out of turn four. They nearly make contact. William Byron is right there as well. Those three cars trying to storm their way back to the front.
Also want to report Shane Van Gisbergen is very slow on the back straightaway. He's got some heavy right front damage. He's going to try to limp it back to pit lane. Leaders in turn number three.
Out front, Reddick with about a 7-8 car lead there back to Suarez. A long way back to Michael McDowell. Then you find Ryan Preece.
Among the drivers that pitted, Ross Chastain is the big one who's on the move. He's raced his way back up to the 12th spot. Has a bit of a gap before he can catch Ty Dillon.
Yeah, we see him trying to run down Ty Dillon into turn number one. He's got Zane Smith about three or four car lengths behind. Boy, absolute tortoises. Rear of the field, they're going four or five wide. This is back around the 15th to 20th position. I don't know how they didn't wreck there, Pat.
That is crazy racing, watching that group try to sort themselves out. Chase Elliott is in the middle of that, along with a whole gaggle of cars. They finally kind of separate from each other.
Byron, Larson, Bell fought their way through that pack. So has Chase Briscoe, Keselowski, Elliott, and Stenhouse now. They have finally broken free from what Nick Yeoman called a hornet's nest. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you've got is a bunch of fast cars trying to work their way back to the front of the field. And Pat Patterson, they're going to start running out of patience.
Good two-car battle there with Alex Bowman on the bottom there trying to fend off A.J. Allmendinger. They stay side by side.
Alex Bowman in the 10th spot. Allmendinger wants to take it away. He does at the line. Shane Van Gisbergen goes to the garage. Carson Hocevar, who's been fast all day, has to come back to pit road. Leaders in front of Nick.
It's Tyler Reddick still by about four car lengths over Daniel Suarez. They've got a nice gap developing over third place running Michael McDowell.
No challenge up front, but Denny Hamlin and Noah Gregson are locked into it with each other in the middle of three and four right now. Hamlin on the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to try to get the position. Gregson battles back.
Still 59 laps to go here at Las Vegas. Hamlin side by side with Gregson. Also there, Josh Berry and Joey Logano.
Josh Berry's going to watch Denny Hamlin dive to the bottom. Now Josh is going to see Joey Logano try to sneak up on the inside. So a pair of battles roar off of turn two. Denny Hamlin trying to get around Gregson.
Hamlin and Gregson locked in it together. Behind them, Josh Berry. There you find another Ford in Joey Logano. All of those cars locked together, all four.
Denny Hamlin now moves up into the top five. Noah Gregson drops back to six. The most racy in the top 10, Josh Berry. He drives to the inside of Noah Gregson.
Yeah, he's just had a phenomenal day, and now he'll try to get around Noah Gregson. What a strong charge into turn number one. Now that car washes up. He nearly makes contact with Gregson. They're going to open up the bottom. Joey Logano's going to pass them both.
Yes, he will. Logano gets a twofer there with that mistake by Berry. Now down to the bottom of the racetrack, Logano goes. He'll set his sights on Denny Hamlin.
Barry and Gregson still locked side by side. Behind them, Alex Bowman making a comeback of his own. And A.J. Allmendinger, he's run strong, top 10 all day.
Boy, I can't take my eyes off of Noah Gregson and Josh Berry. They nearly collided down here in turn number two. They're going to go side by side again, this time Berry on the bottom.
Meanwhile, looking back up front here, going into turn three, it looks to me like Suarez has got a good car, and he's starting to catch the leader off of turn number four.
All right, coming off of turn number four, here we see Tyler Reddick, but we have a few drivers just carving their way through the field. Right now, locked bumper to bumper, you have Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell. These two drivers are running 16th and 17th right now, but Nick Yeoman, they're just pushing each other through the field.
Well, they've been pushing each other their entire careers every step of the way as well. Here comes Larson and Bell off of turn number two, trying to catch William Byron, who's been strong all day as well, Pat.
Yeah, they're running sort of by themselves, if you will, down into turn number three, trying to catch up to Larson, or trying to catch up to Byron, rather, who's a good 10 or 12 cars ahead.
See, Byron, along with Larson and Bell, they were back there together. Byron broke through the pack quicker. He's now trying to catch up to Austin Cindric. Cindric now passing Zane Smith for 13th.
And that was an aggressive move into turn number one for Austin Cindric, trying to get back to the front after winning stage one. He's got some right side damage. That car's been up against the wall, but he made the pass to Zane Smith.
Hats off to Zane Smith. He's had a good car all afternoon and is, again, in that fight with Cindric as he goes back down to the bottom of the racetrack trying to hold that position.
A little closer to the front. Here comes Denny Hamlin now. He dives to the inside of Ryan Preece to take fourth.
Boy, and they both just streaked around Carson Hocevar like he was standing still. Hamlin moves into the fourth position. Preece will now slide down the racetrack in fifth.
Ryan Preece now falls in behind Hamlin going down. Carson Hocevar is there. Joey Logano is there. Josh Berry is there as well. Those cars staying down at the very bottom of the racetrack, except for Logano, who goes up to the top side.
Coming off of turn number four, Tyler Reddick continues to lead here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Among the drivers who pitted, Ross Chastain has been the fastest. He now has worked his way back up into the top 10. He'll go after Allmendinger, Nick.
Yep, he'll follow A.J. Allmendinger through the apex of turns one and two. That's a fight about eight car lengths as Ross hustles up out of the second corner.
Chastain trying to bear down now and make hay as he can get as fast as he can up to A.J. Allmendinger, who's about 10 car lengths in front of him at the bottom of the racetrack.
You know, we talked, Brad, before the race, there were a number of drivers who have not scored a top 10 yet this year. A.J. Allmendinger was in that group, but has a great chance to do that today, and he's been top 10. They dropped the green flag. He has very rarely been outside the top 10 all afternoon long.
Yeah, they have been very, very fast. Give you an update on Ryan Blaney. They have decided they cannot repair his car. They will be done for the day. He is going to head to the infield care center, and we will try and go there and talk to him. A lot happening here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Tyler Reddick leads Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Preece, your top five.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Most people in radio commercials talk really fast. But we made this one for RV owners. Progressive knows they like the slower pace of RV life, like this commercial. And they know Progressive will protect their RV at a fair price with discounts. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
50 laps to go here in the Pennzoil 400. Tyler Reddick leads Daniel Suarez, who is chasing him from Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anabas Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anabas Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Pat Patterson, we have a big battle for third headed down the Nellis straightaway.
Man, Denny Hamlin is going after with Michael McDowell. He finally gets that spot away, but give credit to McDowell for hanging on as long as he can. Behind McDowell is a hard-charging 22 of Joey Logano.
Tyler Reddick continues to lead this race, followed by Daniel Suarez. Now Denny Hamlin in third, Michael McDowell's in fourth, but Nick, for how long?
Yeah, it may not be for very long. In fact, it's going to go away right now for Michael McDowell as Joey Logano in that Pennzoil 4 charges the fourth, got to the bottom of the racetrack, made that pass, quite frankly, look easy.
Now Logano's got to try to hang on to Denny Hamlin, who's up in that third spot. They go into turn number three. Hamlin's going to ride the middle of the racetrack, and it's going to be Logano down at the bottom of the racetrack trying to catch up.
Down to the stripe, there'll be 45 laps to go. Here's Reddick, Suarez, Hamlin, Logano all separated by two car lengths, back to one.
Yeah, Reddick and Suarez have been glued together, evenly separated by about three car lengths. The driver that's trying to enter the party is Denny Hamlin, Mr. Slot Machine winner himself. He runs in third of that purple Toyota.
All Suarez has got to do is look in the mirror, and he knows the answer. You got to go faster because Hamlin's going to catch this group down at the bottom of the racetrack. That's where both the leader and Suarez go.
Top nine stay out under that last caution. They have about 15 more laps before they plan to take green flag pit stops. It'll be 44 laps to go as Tyler Reddick continues to lead Suarez into one.
Yep, they're separated by about two or three car lengths. Another two back to Denny Hamlin, but that gap is shrinking. Joey Logano's catching as well, and now a new driver in fifth, Josh Berry's. Steady march continues. He gets around Michael McDowell.
Yeah, nice move by Berry now. He'll pick up that fifth spot down to the bottom of the racetrack. Suarez starting to bear down a little harder on the leader now as they exit four.
Reddick and Suarez down on the white line. Hamlin that time through three and four used the high line. So did Joey Logano. They're trying to catch the leaders in one.
Tyler Reddick in that black and green Toyota for 23-11. His boss, Denny Hamlin, sits right behind him in that third position, separated a buffer with Daniel Suarez, whose pace is strong down the backstretch.
Spotter's got to be on the radio to the 99 going, we got to go, we got to go. He's got to catch the leader now. They know Hamlin is coming. Half a car length separate first and second now off of four.
Ross Chastain running in 10th, Mark. He is the first driver who did pit on that last cycle. Once he got into the top 10, I feel like he's leveled out. I feel like the same might be holding true for Kyle Larson, who's running 13th, Christopher Bell, who's in 15th. For those drivers, they don't have to pit again. It looks like they're not pushing their car as hard as they need to right now in case we stay green.
I agree with that. Also, William Byron in that category. So they're going fast, just not as fast as they possibly could be. Again, trying to save some fuel, save some tires for maybe a last sprint.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. That doesn't mean that the battle for the lead isn't happening or the battle for the runner-up spot as they head toward you, Nick Yeoman.
Yep, Denny Hamlin has caught Daniel Suarez right in the tire track, stalking him. Now Hamlin's going to go top shelf all the way up near the outside retaining wall. I think he lost that ground. Suarez streaks back away in second.
Bad news for the top three. I think Logano might have the fastest car on the racetrack. He's down there in that fourth position. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to challenge Denny Hamlin for third here momentarily.
All right, so here they come off of turn number four. Tyler Reddick leads Daniel Suarez, Denny Hamlin. A four-car battle. Can Josh Berry make it a five-car battle for the lead?
I'm glad you mentioned Josh Berry, because while Pat thinks that Joey Logano's the fastest car on the track, I think Josh Berry might be that as well. Regardless, Pat, those Fords are looking strong, running there in fourth and fifth.
Tyler Reddick, he has the lead midway down the Nellis straightaway into turn number three. Reddick's car very steady on the bottom of the racetrack as that battle for second now shapes up.
As they work their way out of the corner, 39 laps to go in this race. We now see Austin Cindric. Cindric now moves up a spot as he moves by and into the, let's see what I've got here. Sorry, Nick Yeoman, he's 11th right now, and they're back in one.
Yeah, and it is tightening up. In fact, you can now throw a blanket, Pat Patterson, over the front five into three.
Yeah, Suarez has got to go. He's in that second spot. Reddick's going to go up next to the wall where he does find some grip. Suarez has got to go because Hamlin is right there. It's a battle for the lead off turn four.
38 laps to go this time by Daniel Suarez on the inside of Reddick. Reddick has the advantage, but they race side by side into one.
Suarez will nose ahead entering turn number one. We'll see if Reddick can keep the momentum and the RPMs up to take the spot back. They are side by side. Now it's Reddick nosing ahead out of two.
This is just what Joey Logano wanted. Get these two together up front and let him get close to the front. That's what he's trying to do as he goes side by side with Hamlin. The battle with Suarez is up front. He's got about a two-car lead over second.
Suarez now swings up in front of Tyler Reddick. Five cars running up front. Suarez, Reddick, Logano, Hamlin, and Josh Berry now has caught the group.
Reddick wasn't content sitting in second. He'll go back to the bottom and try to make a pass on Daniel Suarez. Suarez running in the middle of the racetrack, leaving a lane for Reddick. Reddick, though, has to get back in line.
Josh Berry holds that fifth spot. I can remember him winning here in that Xfinity car. He likes this racetrack. He's got to really pedal hard right now to hold on to the fifth spot. Leader is Suarez off four.
And Joey Logano now trying to take away that second spot from Tyler Reddick. They are door-to-door. Reddick on the outside. He'll try and cross the nose of Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin and Josh Berry now get into the fight.
Hamlin slides up a lane to try to challenge Joey Logano for that third spot. Josh Berry entertaining the idea of trying to go in between them as it gets awful tight off of two.
Man, this is good racing down in here in Las Vegas as you watch Suarez hold on to it. Third, fourth, fifth, all in contest right now as they work their way off of turn number four.
Don't go away. 35 laps to go. Here's Hamlin now. He dives off. Turn four slows down to 45 miles per hour. He is about to make his last pit stop in that Yahoo Toyota. They do it under green. Let's go to Heather DeBow.
And Denny Hamlin, he has been fighting a tight condition the entire race, but right now pretty happy with the car. The team going over to the right side to put right side tires right out. Right now they're also fueling the car as well. Moving over to the left, it'll be a four-tire stop for Denny Hamlin. Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Blaney out of the infield care center. Ryan, two hard hits in 2 days back-to-back. First of all, are you okay? And second of all, talk us through what happened.
Yeah, I'm fine. What happened is, I watched the replay, and I was four wide. I had two outside and one inside. And I thought it was two inside, one outside. So I probably pinched those guys up in the fence. So I don't know, it's just one of those tight things, but I don't know, I feel like I probably used up more track than I should have. I haven't seen a great replay of it yet, a shame it tore a few of those guys up.
All right, thank you for your time, Ryan Blaney. Let's head over to Heather DeBow for green flag pit stops.
Yes, Tyler Reddick was in. They were going to do a four-tire pit stop. However, they could not change the left rear. The lug nut would not come off. They tried for many seconds to try to get it to come off, and unfortunately, they just had to go ahead and send him on his way.
Josh Berry and Joey Logano have passed Daniel Suarez. Berry is the new leader of the Pennzoil 400 here at Las Vegas with 32 laps to go. Logano in his tire tracks as Suarez begins to fade.
Boy, how about these Fords and how about Josh Berry looking so, so strong. He's going to run the high side trying to hold off Joey Logano. Not sure he's going to do it for long. Logano pulls even down the backstretch.
Couple of blue ovals going at it for the lead here in Las Vegas. There goes Logano to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to easily take that lead away from Josh Berry.
Once again, the Pennzoil car out in front of the Pennzoil 400. 31 laps to go. Joey Logano once again leads here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, followed by Josh Berry and Daniel Suarez.
Back into turn number one as they both run the bottom. Now they have left Daniel Suarez. They've opened up about a 10-car length advantage. Logano and Berry off of two.
Logano now midway down the Nellis straightaway underneath the big American flag as he drives that Ford to the bottom of the racetrack, puts that left wheel right on that white line. Same does Berry and same does Suarez. Top three off four.
From the outside pole, Joey Logano led the first 30 laps. It took him 206 laps to get the lead back, Nick Yeoman, and he's got it in one.
It's amazing how you can go from the front to the back and back to the front with a good race car and some good strategy. Catching a lap car of Bubba Wallace that allows Josh Berry to close within a car length.
Here comes Logano again. Josh Berry is right there, and he has not foregone the lead completely to the 22 of Joey Logano. He goes way upstairs with the Wood Brothers machine trying to hold on to second.
Logano puts Bubba Wallace a lap down. Josh Berry gets around him. Just behind him, however, Ross Chastain, one of the cars that topped off, he is now getting racy once again. This time by the start-finish line, Chastain has gotten around both McDowell and Allmendinger, move him up to sixth.
Yeah, kind of leading the charge of that alternate strategy. Next car he's trying to catch is Ryan Preece, who's been running strong. Chastain's got to find about four car lengths, though.
Good day for Trackhouse here as you watch Chastain do his thing down the backstretch here. Meanwhile, up front, Logano now safely all four again.
So here we are now in the closing stages, still 29 laps to go in this race, watching Ross Chastain now starting to pick up the pace just a bit. Also, Cindric along with Kyle Larson.
Yeah, it's the battle for fifth. Ross Chastain trying to take it away from Ryan Preece as they both try to run down Alex Bowman up off of turn number two. Both of those cars, a splash of orange as they head to turn three.
The Preece car got a lot of orange and black on it, and so does Ross Chastain's car, and they can equally see each other right now because they're right there together.
Big strategy happening. We're told Joey Logano told to save fuel. He's out front. We know he has enough fuel to make it to the end. Ross Chastain putting the heat on Ryan Preece for fifth.
Boy, last time we heard Logano saving fuel at Vegas, he punched his way to the final four a year ago. Let's check back in on that battle. Ryan Preece, Ross Chastain, they're still separated by two car lengths.
You almost wonder if Bowman isn't having to kind of ease back on the throttle just a little bit, because Preece will easily drive right up to him. He'll go high up on the racetrack in turns three and four to try to get that position. Chastain closes in.
So Chastain in the fourth spot right now, in the sixth position, 5.2 seconds back. We'll keep an eye on that. They're back in two.
Back into turn number two, trying to run down Ryan Preece. Again, the speed is stabilized a bit, but Chastain still is able to carve a nice line through turn number one as they head down the backstretch.
Kyle Busch just hit the wall again down in two. He didn't do any real damage, but wonder if it brought any kind of debris out. He has his car now on the apron, trying to work its way back around to the pit road.
And we will stay green for now as the leaders head back into turn number one with 25 to go.
Boy, we got another car up against the outside wall. It is Noah Gregson, and he has blown a right front tire. A lot of shrapnel coming off of that right front of that car. That Beefaroo Ford slows to a crawl down the back straightaway, bringing out a caution here at Las Vegas.
All right, so right now we have 25 laps to go. Strategy is about to get very interesting here in the Pennzoil 400.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack. He blocks Chastain. He takes the white flag as the leader and heads back to turn number one.
This is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Under caution here for the ninth time in the Pennzoil 400. We have 24 laps to go. Looks like pit road is going to stay closed for now. When we come back, we'll see what strategy plays out from Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand.
Noah Gregson will take the Beefaroo Ford back to the garage, missing a right front fender right now. We have 23 laps to go. Pit Row to be open. Joey Logano leads Josh Berry, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, Ross Chastain, your top five. We're about to find out what pit strategy we have. We're also going to take you to the checkered flag presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And Mark, we'll let you call who makes it down pit road, who might choose to stay out.
This is why they pay those crew chiefs the big bucks, to make these calls right here. So here's Logano working in turn four. Will he dive to pit road? And is it a fake? No, it's not. He comes on to pit road. Josh Berry, everybody following the Pied Piper. In this case, it is going to be Joey Logano. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Josh Berry really happy with his car, especially after a late pit stop cost him track position. He's going to get a four-tire change. Nothing else to do with that car. Also, Ryan Preece had a vibration. Car got a little taint. He's got a full tank of Sunoco fuel and four tires headed to bow.
Kyle Larson in for four tires. Still very happy with the number five. Also in was the one of Ross Chastain and the 99 of Daniel Suarez. He said he just had some loose moments in one and two. They gave him four fresh tires. Winnie Venturini.
Joey Logano pulls his car very, very tight against the left side wall. So tight that the crew had trouble changing the left side tires. I thought for a moment they were going to go for broke and maybe try the fuel strategy, but the team engineer, Brandon Pope, who they call Shaggy, shook his head no. They came down pit road, and then trouble ensued when he hit his pit stall.
So it looks like it is Suarez, Berry, Preece, Chastain, the first four cars off the pit lane.
Wow, that was one heck of a battle. Wendy Venturini, I'd like to come back to you to describe just what it means when a driver gets that close to the pit wall and how much it hurts the pit stop for that crew.
Yes, you're talking within inches. It puts the tire changer in grave danger because he's right against that pit wall. He has barely enough room to get around the car and get that tire change. Now, Dilly, who's very well experienced in this Cup Series, was the front tire changer, was able to get the tire off and change. Took a little bit more time to maneuver around the race car. These are well-orchestrated pit stops. They practice this time and time again. However, if the car's on an angle and very tight against the wall, it makes a world of difference. Now, there was a question if Joey Logano was going to go for broke and stay out. They were watching their fuel strategy and trying to save fuel right before that caution came out. But when it did, Joey Logano said, "I love the clean air. This is the best my car has felt on balance of the race car." He did not want to come down pit road, but the team engineer and Paul Wolf looked at each other, and I could see their hand motions and their head motions, shaking their head no. They had to come get that fuel before these final laps.
Wow. Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. All right, so we are back on the same strategy for all of the leaders, Mark. We are still under the yellow flag, 21 laps to go. At best, we're going to restart with 19 to go. Not sure if that's our final caution yet. This one's been pretty darn exciting for sure. But right now, Daniel Suarez is the leader of the Pennzoil 400. Josh Berry is running second. Ryan Preece, what a day for him. He's running in third. Ross Chastain, he's in fourth. Alex Bowman, after having trouble earlier, having to pit out of sequence with the vibration, he is running fifth. That is one heck of a top five. The rest of the top ten, six is Austin Cindric. Kyle Larson is seventh. A.J. Allmendinger is tenth, eighth. William Byron is ninth. Chris Buescher is tenth.
Michael McDowell, 11th. 12th, Chase Elliott. 13th, Christopher Bell. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 14th. 15th, Chase Briscoe. Brad Keselowski, 16th. 17th, Justin Haley. Ty Gibbs, 18th. 19th, Riley Herbst. Joey Logano in 20th.
Ty Dillon runs 21st. Cole Custer, 22nd. Zane Smith, 23rd. John Hunter Nemechek is 24th. Eric Jones, 25th. Bubba Wallace, these drivers are a lap down, by the way. Bubba Wallace, actually, they're taking the wave around. Bubba Wallace is 26th. Denny Hamlin, 27th. Tyler Reddick, 28th. 29th, Todd Gilliland. 30th is Carson Hocevar.
Noah Gregson, 31st. 32nd, Austin Dillon. Kyle Busch, 33rd. These next three drivers are out. Shane Van Gisbergen will get credit for 34th. Blaney, 35th. 36th, Cody Ware.
Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
We're starting to learn more about that Joey Logano pit stop. It sounds like he got into Ty Dillon on pit road. From my angle, I could not see that happen, but it could have also been part of the problem and the tightness on pit road. We covered this yesterday about this curvy pit road. The curve is towards the front. a pit out right where Joey Logano is positioned going into turn one. And when you come down pit road, it is very difficult to see the traffic in front of you. It's very difficult to see your pit stall, and getting it turned in correctly on that curve probably bit him today.
Guys up front, Daniel Suarez. It's been 38 races since that dramatic win at Atlanta. Josh Berry, well, guess what? He's looking for his very first Cup Series victory in his 53rd start, and he will start on the outside of row one.
Pat Patterson, they are lined up behind that Toyota GR Super Pace car with the lights out.
Boy, they are. And I'll tell you what, everybody's scraping those tires, making sure they're nice and clean for this restart. Nobody wants to miss a shift. This could be the best 20 laps of racing at Las Vegas. Certainly could be today. Might be the worst. One of the things for sure, it's going to be crazy. Here we go.
Yes, it is, as they make another trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. It'll be 19 to go when they hit the start-finish line. Daniel Suarez gets a jump on the inside. A push from teammate Ross Chastain, but the outside line moves as well.
Boy, they're going three wide from about the third row on back, but it is Chastain got Daniel Suarez a little loose, but loose is fast. Suarez looking for the race lead. Josh Berry hangs right on his outside.
Josh Berry's going to rock it up to the outside now. Gets ahead by about a half a car length. Suarez now. He battles back on the bottom. It's going to be the 99 leading him off of turn four.
Suarez got a big bump from teammate Ross Chastain. He's got the lead. Then it's Berry. Chastain running third. Then door-to-door, Priest and Byron in turn one.
Yeah, Priest and Byron going side-by-side. William Byron on the inside trying to wrestle that fourth spot away. Meanwhile, Austin Cindric just loosened up Alex Bowman. Bowman slides up the racetrack as they all sort it out into turn two.
Well, they get three wide back there with Bowman, Larson, and A.J. Allmendinger. Man, that is not going to work for long up here in turn number three. They separate themselves, and Josh Berry buries down on the lead.
Kyle Larson had a back out of that. He's going to recheck, but the battle for the lead has Daniel Suarez leading Josh Berry bumper to bumper.
Yeah, they are nose to tail entering turn number one. Josh Berry's going to go to the top shelf and try to rim ride to get the momentum around Daniel Suarez. Suarez, though, too strong off of turn number two.
Chastain just watches these two up front now, looking for an opportunity for himself. Here comes the battle for the lead in the middle of three and four. It'll be Berry going to the top side of the racetrack after Suarez.
Chastain looks to the inside of Berry as they cross the stripe. Only 16 laps to go. Byron now makes it a four-car fight for the top spot.
Yep, they have streaked away from fifth place running Ryan Preece, who runs ahead of Austin Cindric. Boy, Daniel Suarez got a little loose. He's going to open up the bottom. Here comes Josh Berry, side by side at a two.
Battle for the lead down the backstretch. Suarez tries to pin that number 21 car down on the racetrack. Chastain says might be his opportunity. He goes up the top side of the racetrack. They're dead even off of four.
Side by side for the lead. Josh Berry now clears Daniel Suarez, but Suarez will fight back. Also side by side for third into one.
Those two absolutely made contact a lap ago down the backstretch. Berry and Suarez, they are not giving each other an inch. Berry's going to slide up the racetrack. He's still side by side with Daniel Suarez for the lead.
Battle for the lead is side by side. Right now, though, it's William Byron that has moved up into that third spot. Chastain goes down to challenge him. It's Josh Berry leading off of turn four.
Suarez on the top side. They draw even. They nearly make contact at the line. It is going to be Berry by inches. Now A.J. Allmendinger, Austin Cindric, along with Priest, joining the battle up front.
This is incredible racing. Josh Berry and Daniel Suarez like magnets through turns one and two. They're still glued together, door to door down the backstretch.
They stay locked together once again into turn three. Josh Berry on the bottom. Suarez on the outside. It's a good 10 cars back to the battle for third.
Josh Berry now will clear Daniel Suarez. Ryan Preece, meanwhile, has moved up. He'll challenge for third. He's on the inside of Ross Chastain as they head back to one.
Yeah, Preece did a nice job sliding up and chopping off the line for William Byron to grab that third or fourth spot. Chastain, though, going to contest it on the outside. They're side by side off of two.
Josh Berry's got the Wood Brothers car in the wind, trying to win number 101 for them this afternoon. He's got a five-car lead off of turn number four.
As he comes down to the line, 12 laps to go. Can Josh Berry hold on for the Wood Brothers? He's four car lengths away in front of Suarez, and it's six more back to Priest.
Yeah, that gap is getting a little bit larger at the front as Josh Berry pulls away from Daniel Suarez. And meanwhile, they continue to slug it out for third. That third spot for now will go to Ryan Priest.
The question for Priest is how much time has he got and how fast can he get that Ford running in that third spot? He's got a long way to go to catch the second spot.
Josh Berry, Daniel Suarez, Ryan Preece. Then it's Ross Chastain, but he's about to be under attack from William Byron. Chastain had taken away a spot in a pretty rough way from Byron. We'll see if they'll run clean.
Yeah, they're not cutting each other any slack here at the end of the race. They're evenly separated. That's third, fourth, and fifth. Preece, Chastain, and William Byron digging on the bottom.
Suarez has really lost touch with up front with the Wood Brothers machine of Josh Berry. They're about 10 to 12 cars separated first and second now off turn four.
As they work their way down to the line, 10 laps to go in the Pennzoil 400. Berry now comfortably out front as Ryan Preece tries to reel in Daniel Suarez for second.
Yeah, he's got a long way to go to catch Daniel Suarez. He has to find about 15 car lengths. Still, the bigger concern is Chastain in fourth, William Byron in fifth out of two.
Josh Berry leads this race down the Nellis straightaway and into turn three. He'll safely go down to the very bottom of the racetrack. He's got a good 10 to 12 car lead off of Daniel Suarez off four.
Nine laps to go for Josh Berry. Almost a 1 second lead over Daniel Suarez as he hits the start finish line. Daniel Suarez runs in second. Then it's Ryan Preece and Ross Chastain.
Let's think about it. We started the day with the storyline of a driver trying to win his fourth straight race of the season. We may end it with a driver picking up career win number one. Josh Berry holding a pretty wheel into turn three.
Wow, what a great run for them this afternoon. Once again, the lead from first to second not getting any closer for Daniel Suarez whatsoever.
Josh Berry does not want to see a yellow flag. He has control of this race. Coming up on the slower car, a Bubba Wallace with only eight to go.
Yeah, lap traffic doing a nice job of staying out of the way. Bubba Wallace gives the outside line to Josh Berry. He'll wrap the middle of one and two, rocketing up off of turn number two. Suarez will clear Bubba Wallace as well.
Josh Berry with the lead now down the Nellis straightaway. It's a good ways back there to Daniel Suarez, even further back to Ryan Preece. Ross Chastain's got his hands full with William Byron down at the bottom of the racetrack. Byron trying to make that pass for position.
Josh Berry just making clean laps now with seven to go here in the Pennzoil 400. He'll head back to one.
The advantage over Daniel Suarez has been stabilized at about seven to eight car lengths the last several laps. The biggest concern now just navigating that lap traffic. Berry's got a couple more to get by into turn three.
Yeah, he's got to be careful. Keep running those nice, smooth laps. He'll go upstairs this time and avoid the two cars down at the bottom of the racetrack. Here's the leader off turn four going around Eric Jones.
Daniel Suarez doing what he can do to keep contact with Josh Berry, but Berry continuing to pull away with six to go.
Yep, he's opened it up to 10 car lengths now. Back into turn number one, Josh Berry in that red and white. Such a familiar and historic paint scheme for the Wood Brothers, trying to take in the victory lane smoothly off of turn two.
Closest battle for position is watching Ross Chastain try to battle with Ryan Preece. Those two cars separated by about three car lengths. Now here's the leader again off four.
Josh Berry off four, clean racetrack in front of him. It'll be five to go this time by a 1.1 second advantage over Daniel Suarez. Then it's Ryan Preece, Ross Chastain, and William Byron.
Yeah, still no change in that battle, third, fourth, and fifth with Preece, Chastain, and William Byron. Those three all pedaling for everything they've got. They cannot get past each other, and they can't run down Suarez or Berry.
Yeah, they're separated by about four to five car lengths each. Meanwhile, here's the leader midway through three and four, making another smooth lap back to the stripe.
Four laps, 6 miles to go for Josh Berry. He has clear racetrack. So does Suarez as they flash across the stripe and head back to one.
Back into turn number one, car 21 for Josh Berry. Again, running the inside line, trying to keep it off the apron nice and smoothly up off of turn two.
Watching Ross Chastain behind first and second now, still trying to catch and fight for that third spot. Can't quite get anything done there. And William Byron appears to not have much left for Ross Chastain as well. Here's the leader back to the stripe.
Three laps to go now for Josh Berry. The only thing he has to worry about is a caution. He comes across the start finish line, clear track in front of him into one.
Picked out of the late model scene by Dale Jr., put him in an Xfinity car, and he was awful fast, especially at tracks like Las Vegas. Another trip through turn number two, clean for Josh Berry.
Everybody in Stuart, Virginia has got their fingers crossed this afternoon to see that Wood Brothers car go to victory lane one more time, but it's not over yet. Here he comes off of turn number four, back to the stripe again.
The slower car of Austin Dillon up ahead, he drives to the bottom. He'll give Berry clear path to turn number one with two to go.
Berry going to try to chase down one more lap car. That is the three of Austin Dillon running the middle of the racetrack through the shadows of the billboards here in Las Vegas. Berry off of turn two.
Nice and smooth with that red and white famed Wood Brother colors now down into turn number three. He'll let that car drift up next to the wall, and he'll have a good shot off of turn number four.
White flag will go out for Josh Berry, who leads the Pennzoil 400. Only 1.5 more miles to go here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Josh Berry has been inside the top five or top ten all day long, and on a late restart, charged to the race lead, looking for career win number one. Josh Berry off of turn two for the final time.
Nobody backed into this one. Josh Berry earned this one all afternoon long. One more time, puts that four smoothly into turn number three. Stands back up on the gas, headed for home.
Josh Berry was not the odds-on favorite, but he is going to be the upset winner of the Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He gets his first career victory. It is 53rd start and win 101 for the iconic Wood Brothers Racing Team.
Daniel Suarez will come home second. Third will be Ryan Preece. A great run for that RFK number 60. William Byron able to edge out Ross Chastain at the line for fourth, and Chastain will finish fifth. Two cars from Trackhouse in the top five, but Mark, for Josh Berry, 100 first win for Wood Brothers Racing, the first of his career. When he first ran here in an Xfinity Series car, he won two races in the same season in two different cars at Junior Motorsports. He's always been fast at Vegas. Now he gets his first career cup victory.
I think either Nick or Pat said this there at the end. He earned this win, man. He was in the front pack all day long when it came time to jump on the opportunity. I like to say, when it comes time to dare to be great, well, guess what? Josh Berry said, today is my day, and he is going to get his picture on the wall at the Wood Brothers shop now in Stuart, Virginia.
Yes, he will. Josh Berry drove all the way to turn number one. He is running backwards counter race on the racetrack, waving to the fans. His arm is out the window. And our burnout is brought to you by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do. Not even sure if he's going to do a burnout, Mark. This is a big, huge emotional celebration.
It is a stunning win. How many people went to the window today and put in a ticket for Josh Berry? There might have been a few, some Ford fans, some Wood Brothers fans, but this was certainly an upset win. And you know what? You switch drivers and you get a win in your fifth start together. I mean, that can only bode well for down the road for the Wood Brothers in this combination with Josh Berry.
All right, Josh Berry is now stopped at the start-finish line, has his hand out. It looks like he is taking the checkered flag. He is going to wave that out the window. Right now, his car is pressed up. Driver's side door up against the outside retaining wall as he gets situated inside of that number 21. And here comes that big burnout. Josh Berry actually, he's just waving to the fans, Mark.
He's doing the old school. Got the checkered flag out the window. He's going to take a lap with it. And, again, look, for Eddie Wood and that whole group, I mean, John, I mean, the Wood Brothers, they got to be ecstatic. And you know what? The entire Patrick County, matter of fact, that whole part of Southern Virginia, from Stewart to Galax to Meadows of Dan, that whole place, there's only one car they cheer for, and that is the 21. So it's going to be a big time in Southern Virginia tonight and the next few days.
Wood Brothers team is out at the start-finish line to greet him. Meanwhile, let's hear from more of the top finishers. Wendy Venturini.
Awesome finish for Ryan Preece today. Comes home third here at Las Vegas. I heard you come over the radio and give kudos to your crew chief, Derek Finley.